Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Paul said in Ephesians, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. In today's message, Pastor Joel continues the teaching series entitled, On the Battlefield.
But you know, something happens when you meet the Lord. I'm going to tell you how the Lord changed my life. I done seen him do so much that when people die, I don't really know if they're dead. I expect them to get up sometime. I've sat there, and I think I can say this now. Sister Jeanette, we love her. Her husband, Aaron, passed away. The Lord brought Aaron back once before. And we were talking, and Aaron was said he was ready to go. But when I saw Aaron at the hospital, and the nurses said, can I talk about that? The last time at UCSF, and Aaron was laying there looking better than he did in church. And when the nurses said, we're going to give you all a little time, we're leaving out, I'm looking at Aaron like, he's still warm. I wasn't sure if Aaron was going to get up. I wasn't sure that he might open his eyes, because God can do that, and God will do that. And I've seen him raise the dead with my own eyes on the prayer that he told me to go pray for this child who was dead. And the Lord raised him up and scared the bejeebies out of the hospital people. You see what I mean? Scared them. They didn't know what to do. They were all falling out. Doctor was running around like the three stooges. Woo, 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 woo. They didn't know what to do. See, because God will do that. See, this is the God we serve. He says, greater in you is he in you. If he tells you to go pray for somebody, you go pray expecting a change. Because I'm bringing something with me. Yeah, I'm bringing something with me. I'm bringing the Holy Spirit with me. He goes before me. He goes after me. He's with me. He's in me. Why would I fear? If I die right now, so be it. But the Holy Spirit is in me. Huh? That's what it's about. He says greater. You can change things when you have the Holy Spirit in you. You're a game changer when you have the Holy Spirit in you. When you come up in a place, you bring in the Holy Spirit with you. When you go down the street on the street corner, you bring in the Holy Spirit with you. They had a prayer walk in Richmond a few years ago. Yeah, I think you were there. And the pastor said, let's go down. Well, I wasn't even a pastor. I wasn't a pastor back then. It was about 15 years ago. So we're going to walk this neighborhood because it's so bad. And everybody said, okay. And it was nothing but about two or three men and all the rest were women. Amen. And little babies. And as we walked toward the corner on McDonald, way down by 2nd Street, everybody was dealing the drugs and, you know, everything. And as we got closer, I noticed people started walking slower. In fact, the pastor that was on fire started, he said, well, Joel, I think they're blocking the corner. And he started sort of slowing down. You know, we're in this now. We got the Holy Spirit. We ain't backing up. We ain't here to start no trouble, but we're bringing the love of Jesus in this place. So we were praying. And as we got up, you know how first you're about the third one in line, and when you as you get there, you notice everybody's behind you. So when we get to the corner, the one guy about 300-something pounds, and he's the shot caller. I can't even pose myself like he's like this. And you know, and the rest of them, they're just kind of hanging. And the pastor's like, oh, Joe, maybe we should just say, like, go around. I said, we ain't doing nothing wrong, and we just kept on walking. As we got there, the shot caller goes, and he just, and we're rebuking demons. We're rebuking demons. As we got there, the shot caller goes, everybody, it just opened up. And we just walked right on through praising the Lord. Didn't have to say a word. Didn't have to fight. Didn't have to go to black belt karate days. Didn't have to pull. Didn't have to say, bring the weapons. Didn't have to do anything. But let the Lord go before you, because greater is he in you than he was in the world. But you got to know that you have the power. You heard about the seven sons of Sceva, didn't you? You can't be like them. They'll run you out of there. Pastor clothes really be off sheets if you like that. But he says, greater is he in you than he who is in the world. That's the Holy Spirit of God. When you have Jesus as your Savior, the Holy Spirit comes and he makes his home in you. You better believe that one. You better believe that one. You know what that means? That means you got backup. Huh? You got backup. Okay? I tell cops that nowadays, if you relied on the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't be shooting everybody dead every time something happened. If you relied on the Holy Spirit, you could defuse the situation without even going to a baton. When I did police work, I didn't even have to use my baton. I used my baton one time in my life, and it flew out of my hand. I said, never again. And then when I found the Lord, I let the Lord go first. He said, your way is sloppy. Let me do the fighting for you. And he did. And people could not understand, what is this? He's got this verbal judo. Ain't no verbal judo. That's Jesus. Jesus goes before me. Jesus goes before me. They still haven't figured that out in San Francisco. You know what that means? You got backup. See, when you have the Lord in you, you're no longer just a pitiful lump of flesh walking around. Now, unless you just want to be a pitiful lump of flesh walking around, because you do have free will, but you have a different pedigree when Jesus is in you. You have to know where you come from. You have to know your history. You have to know that you're an ambassador for the Lord. You have to know that the old man is dead and the new man has taken his place. You have to know 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. That old stuff is over. Those old ways are over. This is real talk. This is real. This is more real than anything I've ever done. And I have been in shootings, and I've fallen through rooftops, and I've been outnumbered 50-2. Two of us and 50 people before I knew the Lord. And he pulled me through all of that. Now, what do you think I'm going to do now that I know Jesus? What do you think I'm going to do now that I'm no Jews, that I know Jesus? And that's why I'm telling you, I think that's why he called me. I never wanted to be a pastor. I never asked for this. I didn't even like Christians. I didn't like pastors. Pastor Terry, I didn't hardly like anybody. And you know why? Because I always saw people messing over people. And I don't like bullies. So, and I didn't believe in Christianity because the Christians I saw were acting worse than the people that were out there. I said, so why in the world would I go to church? Closest thing I could come to making some sense was my family were Muslims. But I didn't like them either. But I just knew something phony about it. So Jesus had to come and get me, and when he got me and he showed me who he was and he sent angels to me, and I've never had a beer in my life, and I saw those angels, and when they said that the Lord was coming and they said your daughter's going to be a lawyer and they said this is going to happen to you and that's going to happen to you and that's going to happen to you, but you've got to repent your sins. I did it, and Jesus said, now I'm going to bless you and I'm going to bless the people you love and I'm going to send you out, and that's the only reason I'm a pastor now. The only reason. So I'm telling you, when you walk with Jesus, you've got a different pedigree. Being saved is a blessing. Now watch this. We're talking about pedigree. Watch this. Pastor, take us to Romans 6. But hold on a minute. Something's coming to me. There's a story in 2 Kings. You got to know. See, excuse me. You got to know the strength that's with you. There's a story in 2 Kings chapter 6, I think it is. And it's about Elisha. And he's surrounded by an army. You all know that story? And he's got a servant with him, a young man. And the servant sees the army because they're lying in wait and they surround him. And the servant said, Master, we're surrounded. What shall we do? Elijah says, Lord, I pray, give him eyes to see. And poof, the anointing of the Lord comes on this young man. He looks, and all around the camp are chariots of fire and horse-drawn chariots of fire. And greater was that than the army that was surrounding them. See, that's what we have to realize, that we have to open our eyes that we can see. And greater is he in you than he who is in the world. Greater is the Lord than your addiction. Greater than the Lord. Greater is the Lord than your anger. Greater is the God in you than the people that disparage you. Greater. Greater is he in you than he. Greater than depression. Greater than the White House. Greater than the outhouse. Greater is he in you than he who is in the world. See? Greater than a doctor's diagnosis. Hezekiah was supposed to die. The Lord said, I'm giving you 15 more years.
Greater, greater, greater.
Greater.
Hallelujah.
Greater. I told you about the lady down in, where were we? South America or Africa? I forget which one. We were one of those places. The lady whose husband was dead. He died, and she was just so distraught. But she didn't believe that God would take her husband. He was dead for 7 days, and she stood him up. Stand him up, and she started rubbing him down, said, you're not going to die, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And she was rubbing him down and rubbing down, and that man took a breath and lived. Greater is he in you than he who is in the world. We ain't got no time to be playing with this thing. You got to know what's on the battlefield. You got to know the weapons of warfare.
Hallelujah.
I don't care, death itself. God said, get up, get on up. Get on up out of that thing. Huh? This is the pedigree. Now, take us to Romans 6, chapter 1 through 14. The Holy Spirit just gets you going.
Hallelujah.
Romans 6.
1 through 14.
Yes, ma'am. I don't usually go that far, but let's take that. I think we need to hear this whole thing.
Romans 6, starting with verse 1. Mm-hmm. What shall we say then? Mm-hmm. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism unto death, mm-hmm. that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
Keep going.
Verse 5, for if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
Come on, come on.
Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him,
mm-hmm.
that the body of sin might be done away with,
mm-hmm.
that we should no longer be slaves of
you
sin.
You don't have to be a slave.
No longer be slaves of sin.
Mm-hmm. Come
no
on.
Longer be slaves of sin.
Yeah.
For he who has died has been freed from sin.
Mm.
Now, if we died with Christ,
come on.
We believe that we shall also live with him.
Okay, got it.
Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more.
Come on.
Death no longer has dominion over him.
Mm-hmm.
For the death that he died to sin once for all.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
But the life that he lives to God.
Come on.
Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin,
mm-hmm.
but alive to God in
that?
Christ Jesus our Lord. Finally, verse 12 says, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body,
mm-hmm.
that you should obey it in its lust.
Come on. All right. 14.
14. Okay. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it mm-hmm. in its lust. And do not present your members to as instruments of unrighteousness
to sin. Your
body,
your mind. Mm-hmm.
But present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Finally, mm-hmm. verse 14 says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. I know that was a lot to read. But I think we need to hear that. Most times I just skirt over this because we don't have a lot of time. And you get most of this in your study time at home. But sometimes we just got to read it like it is. Because I want you to hear what the word is saying here, because it's right there. It's telling you that no longer should we be continuing in sinful practices. In a nutshell, that's what all that's saying. Why? Because Jesus went to the cross for each and every one of us. Amen. He didn't just go to the cross for church folks. He went to the cross for folks, for humankind, for everybody. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will, let him come to church. But he went to the cross for thieves and robbers and muggers and thuggers and anybody else out there doing wrong. They can get right if they come to Jesus Christ. That's what he did. Every racist, every bigot, every nationalist, every skinhead, every rogue police officer, every dishonest politician, if they get right, Jesus will get them right if they come to Christ, because he died for all of us. If Hitler had wanted to get right, he could have gotten right. Even after killing these poor, unfortunate people, he still could have been saved if he came to Christ. I don't think he did, but I'm just saying. Okay, anybody, Jesus gives you the opportunity. That's a good God. That's a real God. That's the only God. Huh? I said before, Buddha can't do that. Muhammad can't do that. Krishna can't do that. Whoever else can't do it. Only Jesus can do it. It's proven. It's right there in the record books, history books. Record books. Like he set a record. He did set a record, but it's history books. Anyway, this is saying we are connected spiritually in Christ Jesus through his death, okay? Through him dying on the cross. So then our desire to do evil has died. You see what I mean? As he was raised up by the glory of the Father, it says, even so, in verse 4, that we should also walk in the newness of life. Even so. If you're in Christ, you're not going to be able to do the things that you used to do and just like it. You're going to feel guilty about it. You're going to be grieved. You know how it is when you do something wrong. You go out and you do something wrong, or you go take that drink and you say, or you go do something else, or you sleeping around, you go, ugh, now what? You grieving the Holy Spirit. He's saying, you know better. I taught you better than that. You belong to me now. You're my rep. You're my representative. How can I use you if you're going to continue to sully yourself with sin? I've washed you. I sent my son to you. See, that's what he's talking about. Through baptism unto Christ. Okay, by the glory of the Father, that we should walk in the newness of life. And that's that verse 4. So let's do this. Let's go back down. Let's look at 12 to 14 again. I got a note in here. I don't know why. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. It says, for sin shall have no dominion over you.
Dominion.
See,
no dominion.
Sin can't handle you.
No dominion.
It changes things. You're not just that big old bag of snacks anymore. You're not a big old bag of sin. All right? Mm-hmm. You now have the Holy Spirit living in you.
Bag of snacks.
Huh? You now have the Holy Spirit living in you. And that's what this is telling us. So this is telling us that we're not to allow sin to rule over us, because Jesus has conquered it. Jesus defeated it when he went to the grave. So watch this. Somebody might say, well, Pastor, don't mean to interrupt you. Y'all can't do that, so I'm going to do it myself. Pastor,
I got a question. If sin has been defeated, why do we keep on sinning?
That's a fair question. That's a good question, actually. Is that what you all are thinking? Yeah. Anybody ask that question? Yeah. Somebody said yes. Yeah. See, I know. That's a good question. The Lord gave me this. Okay. Well, we're Spirit of Truth. Let's tell the truth. That's a good question, a great question. The answer is twofold. Number one, with all that the Lord has done for us, coming in the flesh of man, suffering for all mankind, ultimately dying on the cross of asphyxiation, And defeating sin in order to save us from sin, you think that we got it covered. But guess what? What do we have? Somebody did their homework. Free will. We still have free will. We still can run back to sin as if it were your long lost friend, can't we? We still run back to sin. Just like the Lord said in the song he gave us, going in circles. You still run back to sin like it was your long lost friend. Huh? See, saints, Jesus paved the way for us to defeat the devil on the battlefield. Jesus laid out a path, a road. But what do we know about those roads? We get on the wrong road. The devil will send you to the wide road. If you don't know the way to righteousness and you get to the fork in the road, watch the devil. He's like that scarecrow. Which way? That way. Oh, you can go this way. Oh, he'll tell you that. Right? You got to know Jesus. Jesus says it's the narrow road, okay? So he paves a way for us, but we have free will. But we got to stay on the right road. Now, I said the answer to this question is twofold. That's one way. We have free will. That's why we keep sinning. The other way is with all that Jesus has given us with which to fight the devil, with which to defeat the devil on the battlefield, there are conditions which have to be met. When you come to Christ, salvation is free, but you just can't sit in it and expect to get to where you need to be. There are still requirements to walk with Christ. That's the part that we don't like. No, we don't like that. You got to meet requirements, right? If you expect to be truly victorious in battles on the battlefield, you have to be prepared. You've got to meet the criteria that Jesus set forth. There are conditions, right? Don't get me wrong. God is all-knowing. God is all-powerful. Ain't that right? The devil is a defeated foe. Y'all believe that?
Yes.
True. True. It's all true. The word also tells us, 2 Chronicles 20:15. Sister Dora said it today in her poem. What did it say? The battle is not whose, but whose. We like that, don't we? Yeah. Woo, I ain't got to fight. I ain't got to do nothing. Thank you, Lord. If I fornicate a little bit, it's all right. I sleep around a little bit. Battle my mind. I ain't battling with this. Come on. Meet me at the hotel. I ain't battling with this. Drink a little bit. Drug a little bit. Go to crack house a couple of times. Woo. It's all right. It's all right. Jesus got me. It's all uptight. All that kind of stuff. Well, the battle is not ours. It's God's. But let's look at that. This is true. But let's look at it in proper context, you all. The battle is between who? Spirits. There's a war going on. There's a war going on. There's one Holy Spirit and a whole bunch of unclean spirits, and there are some angels. But you can bet there's a spiritual battle going on.
Praise God. The battle is not ours. It's the Lord's. We can rejoice in that truth, but it doesn't absolve us from our responsibility to walk upright before the Lord. Amen. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if Pastor Joel's messages are blessing you, let us know. Feel free to submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Are you in need of prayer or encouragement? Please call us at 707-759-5244. Our prayer warriors are here to pray for you. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program. Will you prayerfully consider sowing a one-time seed or an ongoing monthly donation today? All financial donations are tax-deductible and accepted on our secure website, where giving is easy. Simply click on the Donate button on our website to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord continues to strengthen you as you follow Him. And remember, God is with you and has already given you the victory over every challenge. Join us for live Sunday worship services on Facebook or Periscope at 1 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 for prayer and Bible study at 8 p.m. as we walk through the Bible together. Sunday services are also available on YouTube and at SpiritOfTruthChurchWorldwide.com. Don't forget to tune into Miracles of God next week for the conclusion of On the Battlefield. Until next time.